By the early 1920s, it had long been apparent that the advance of quantum physics on an ad hoc, piecemeal basis had left it without solid foundations or a logical structure. Out of this state of confusion and crisis emerged a bold new theory known as quantum mechanics. The picture of the atom as a tiny solar system with electrons orbiting a nucleus, still taught in schools today, was abandoned and replaced with an atom that was impossible to visualize. Then, in 1927, Werner Heisenberg made a discovery that was so at odds with common sense that even he, the German wunderkind of quantum mechanics, initially struggled to grasp its significance. The uncertainty principle said that if you want to know the exact velocity of a particle, then you cannot know its exact location, and vice versa. No one knew how to interpret the equations of quantum mechanics, what the theory was saying about the nature of reality at the quantum level. Questions about cause and effect, or whether the moon exists when no one is looking at it, had been the preserve of philosophers since the time of Plato and Aristotle. But after the emergence of quantum mechanics, they were being discussed by the 20th century's greatest physicists. With all the basic components of quantum physics in place, the fifth Solvay Conference opened a new chapter in the story of the quantum. For the debate that the conference sparked between Einstein and Bohr raised issues that continue to preoccupy many eminent physicists and philosophers to this day. What is the nature of reality, and what kind of description of reality should be regarded as meaningful? No more profound intellectual debate has ever been conducted, claimed the scientist and novelist C.P. Snow. It is a pity that the debate, because of its nature, can't be common currency. Of the two main protagonists, Einstein is a 20th century icon. He was once asked to stage his own 3-week show at the London Palladium. Women fainted in his presence. Young girls mobbed him in Geneva. Today, this sort of adulation is reserved for pop singers and movie stars. But in the aftermath of the First World War, Einstein became the first superstar of science when in 1919 the bending of light predicted by his theory of general relativity was confirmed. Little had changed when in January 1931, during a lecture tour of America, Einstein attended the premiere of Charlie Chaplin's movie City Limits in Los Angeles. A large crowd cheered wildly when they saw Chaplin and Einstein. "They cheer me because they all understand me," Chaplin told Einstein, "and they cheer you because no one understands you." Whereas the name Einstein is a byword for scientific genius, Niels Bohr was, and remains, less well known. Yet to his contemporaries he was every inch the scientific giant.